This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state's online homepage has been taken down due to a cyber attack today. Officials say anonymous foreign actors have hacked Colorado.gov. The widespread attack included other state websites across the country. A temporary webpage is up, and officials say state services have not been affected. There's no timeline for when the full website will be restored. A super PAC supporting Republican Eric Odland in the 7th Congressional District may have accepted an illegal donation, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The group, called For Colorado's Future, accepted $25,000 from Colorado Springs-based Pericle Communications. Pericle is a contractor for a federal agency, and those companies are banned from spending on federal elections, according to campaign finance attorney Sourav Ghosh.
If it's a company that has a federal contract and it's making a contribution, that's black and white.
The super PAC also reported spending more money than it's taken in, leaving in question where it got hundreds of thousands of dollars, Ghosh says. But he added that this money is a drop in the bucket next to the anonymous funding that can legally flow into elections through dark money groups. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coffee from Colorado is now in space. Crested Butte-based First Ascent says its instant drink is aboard a SpaceX rocket carrying astronauts to the International Space Station. The company says it got an inquiry from NASA nearly a year ago and sent samples for testing before the agency decided to send the coffee to the cosmos. The rocket lifted off today from Florida. It's expected to reach the space station sometime tomorrow. Right now in Denver, it's 64 degrees. This is CPR News.